This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Howdy doody. Find yourself a good place to sit down or relax. Well, I don't know about relaxing, because some of the things that we talk about here get people unrelaxed fairly quickly. It's Monday, the 7th of December. It's Pearl Harbor Day, certainly a day in remembrance, a day that goes down in infamy, as many people here. But unfortunately, a lot of people are not learning as much about Pearl Harbor Day or about World War II as they ought to. So we'll spend some time on that during the course of the program, whether it's this hour or not. You'll have to kind of wait and see, because we put the pieces together as we go along here. We have a lot of information with the Jennifer Horn's expertise, Victoria Keelan's expertise. I'm Doug Steffen. Let's go first to Betsy DeVos, shall we, Jennifer? The Education Secretary, who has extended the suspension of federal student loan payments. What does that mean, and why just to the end of January? Is that because of COVID, because of people being out of work, the usual excuses for changes? And I don't mean they're negative excuses, the reasons, maybe that'd be a better way of putting it, the usual reasons for trying to put off payment of car loans and residential loans, mortgages, rent, that sort of thing. Is that from the same...
Well, it's all because of the pandemic, so they just kept it at basically suspending all the payments until January, keeping everything at 0% with the interest rates. It started early on this year, and it continues. It's supposed to expire through the end of the month, but they moved it until January, and that really gets them through to figure out what, I guess, if Biden is sworn in, what Biden wants to do. It gets them through the end of the Trump administration. So I think that was more of just another extension, saying, here, we're going to leave this year, and whoever comes in can pick it up, basically.
Mm-hmm. All right, so it looks like we've got some COVID information here. The fellow who created, what is it, Slim Jims, the jerky, what is that, a turkey jerky? Is that a regular jerky?
It's just like beef jerky.
Yeah, ones in 7-Eleven. I've never eaten them because I don't eat that stuff, but yeah.
No. Latest person of note to die from COVID, he was 95. So why is this a headline? This guy could have died at any time at the age of 95. Once again, we have people in the New York Times.
Well, it's a headline because he's famous.
I understand that, but he didn't really die because he had his COVID.
Well,
was the end
the
of
story.
His. Well,
it's not,
okay.
That's not the story, because it was trending all weekend that Slim Jims are a huge part of pop culture, and
maybe
so
that's my problem. They aren't a big, a huge part.
You don't
of mine,
remember those
so.
Commercials, yeah. Like you snap into a Slim Jim,
snap
all the wrestlers,
the
pro wrestlers,
the Macho Man. That was
a
big one.
I wasn't much of a wrestling fan either, so we'll leave that to you and Jennifer. The macho guys would eat this stuff, right?
Not macho guys. His name was the Macho Man, Randy Savage. He was a wrestler, and it was like he was all decked out in his wrestling gear, and he'd go, ooh, snap into a Slim Jim.
Yeah, huge like commercials. Yeah.
All right. Well, that shows you how out of touch, I guess, I am when it comes to that sort of stuff. Who else has had it? It looks like Rudy Giuliani's got COVID, right? I don't say that, say it lightly, but he's been tested positive, so... But the tests sometimes, the positive tests, haven't we talked about the fact that sometimes they are false positives? So could it be that he doesn't?
Sometimes they can be, but I think he's in the hospital, so I'm pretty sure that they're not just.
Oh, he is? I didn't know that.
Yeah. From what I read, I think he's in the hospital. I don't think that he's on a ventilator or anything, but I think that he's admitted to it. He was at Georgetown University, so I'm pretty sure they know he's got it. I don't think it's like a false positive.
Mm-hmm. All right. So
he's been around a lot of people without a mask on, so I would imagine the contact tracing is going into high gear with that.
Yep. Speaking of contact tracing, Delta Airlines has partnered with the Centers for Disease Control to help facilitate improved contact tracing on flights that go overseas, so that passengers can be informed quickly in the event of any exposure to COVID. That'll start next week. They'll ask customers traveling to the United States from other destinations to voluntarily provide 5 pieces of information to aid contact tracing and public health efforts. Your name, your address, where you're going here in the U.S., what your phone number is, that sort of thing. See, that's one of the reasons that I feel like I need to get the, this is going to be required both going and coming. That is proof that you've had the vaccine, which will start, by the way, later this week being administered here in our country. It's already been administered in England.
I think there's talk of it being on your cell phone, like in your health data on your iPhone, that it'll show, like, I mean, this sounds weird, but, like, you know when you take your dog to get a rabies shot and you get a little medallion?
Yeah.
It'll be, like, a digital medallion saying, verifying that you've had both courses.
I've also heard that it's part of... Well,
whatever.
I've heard it's part of your real ID is what I've heard, too. You know, the ID that they're trying to make everybody upgrade
to? Yeah, I have one already. I've had one for a couple of years.
Yeah, well, good luck, because that's got a chip in it so that they can start following you for everything, pretty much.
Yeah. Well, but that's the... I don't have... That's all right.
That's the same with our cell phones.
Yeah. I mean, I do mind it. But I'm just tired. I mean,
it's like a bad sci-fi movie, and we're all stars in it right now.
Yep, we are. Well, I had a long conversation with somebody yesterday who's an expert in population control. I don't know how I didn't know this person had that expertise, but the
That sounds like an ominous title.
Well, it is a
population control expert.
Population expert, looking at where the births are, how we're populating, repopulating, how we are going forward, continuing to
Makes more sense. Okay.
More people on the planet than the planet can basically hold. And he's also what's the study? Not entomology, but that's the study of birds. The study of human
migration. Entomology is bugs, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a bug doctor.
Okay. Entomology is birds. Entomology,
no,
bugs.
No, etymology is words. That's the origin of words. Entomology is bugs.
So what is...
So etymology is what you're looking for then, right?
That's off of the beaten path here. The point is that Mother Nature does what she has to do to keep the Earth first, and that things like this happen as a result of whether he's right or you agree with him. That's not the point. The point is that people are saying this, and I think there's something to be said for what Mother Nature does to kind of keep the population in check. And are there other things that could happen or that might happen or that would happen? Who knows? But we certainly cannot continue. He and I had this conversation. You've heard me have this conversation on the air here and on the American Family Farmer. We have this conversation. The Earth cannot sustain the population growths that are taking place. There's just too many people. They can't be managed. Look at the mess in California. Look at the mess in this country or around the world. The governments can't manage to take care of the people or to work on the people. And that's one of the reasons all of this business about contract tracing or all of the technology, because governments are trying, don't kid yourself, they all want to know, never mind the Chinese are the bad guys here or the whoever's inventing this stuff, but all the governments want to know who you are, where you are, what you're doing, because they need to kind of have, or they'll tell you, they'll try to argue that they need to have that information in order to manage things. So as we go forward, there'll be much more noise, I think, being made about people and where there are and how many there are. And, you know, you look at the migration this has caused, whether this is good or bad, out of the cities into the suburban areas and into the country. People leaving New York City is probably the best example, although Los Angeles is a good example as well. People going to upstate New York in droves, the value of land, farmland in upstate New York, an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. You go up around Oneonta and Binghamton, those, the farms up there are going for crazy prices because people are buying them coming out of the city to go up there and live and work if they can. And so that'll change the balance of food structure. When people buy this land and don't really know what to do with it, that's been involved in agriculture, that's part of the balance of nature that you hear. Didn't we have a commercial once for a company? Yeah, Balance of Nature was a product that supposedly balanced whatever is going on in your body. But this is something that is not an incidental effect from our focus on the COVID thing. It's just, you know. Then you see that over the last week or so, IBM has made attempts to, somebody at IBM, to hack into the vaccine portfolios of both Pfizer and what's the other, Moderna.
Moderna.
The attempts to hack into the to find you know, where this stuff is going, to just kind of screw with it. It just it's a weird, wild time. So anyway, you can look at all of these various things and just wonder what in the world. And, you know, so that's kind of where I'm. There are all of these various ancillary side stories. Here's a worker who's a prostitute has filed a lawsuit because in California the legal brothels have been shut down. So she's financially devastated.
Well, the thing is that they fought to reopen them, and a judge overturned it, saying it was a First Amendment right to have strip clubs open.
Right.
And so the churches got furious because now you could go to a strip club. This was literally just a couple of weeks
ago.
To a strip club, but you can't go to church. And so one of the very famous pastors who actually helped counsel after the Borderline shooting became kind of famous, Pastor Rob McCoy, went to his congregation like two Sundays ago and started pulling his tie off and doing like a striptease dance as a joke and said, okay, now I guess we're fine because we're a strip club. So that's the problem, is that it's all very arbitrary, and you have groups of people who feel like they're being operated against, and then there's lawsuit after lawsuit after lawsuit.
So this is part of what I'm talking about, the lack of the ability to not be able to manage things, you know.
Yeah, and good luck, because we're sharing more of California with the rest of the country. So not only will you most likely have Kamala Harris as the vice president, but apparently, and in the middle of a pandemic, bringing in Javier Becerra, who's the attorney general of the state of California, is now going to lead Health and Human Services. I have no idea about this pick. He is not a doctor. He has no medical experience. Why on earth he would be brought into this position to lead up Health and Human Services, I have no idea. But
yeah, it's more
he fought a lot of lawsuits against Trump, so maybe that was the thank you I got.
Judgments.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, that's more to think about. All right, I'm going to open up. You know what we all need? In order to thank myself, I have a Yvonne's Bakehouse peanut butter cookie here. Do you have any cookies handy by you? You're supposed to keep these refrigerated because the fact that they're gluten-free means a number of different things. One of them is that if you leave it out in the exposure after, what, a week or so, Victoria?
They'd not be even. Mold. There's no preservatives. They're supposed to be frozen, which is the best part.
Yeah. Well, that was the way they taste, frankly. Now, we had, were you here, Jennifer?
Sharing.
What?
Yeah, right.
Well, you've got yours. You know, you can eat with me.
I had a couple of them this weekend. I was on a little road trip, and they're so fantastic. And it was great because I just feel like it was the perfect snack. You didn't have to stop, and you feel better after you eat them. Even I don't have a gluten intolerance, like diagnosed, but I feel a lot better for sure.
National Cookie Day was last week. Were you here to celebrate that with us?
Yeah.
I think you were, yeah. All right, so we have all kinds of different flavors here. These Yvonne Bakehouse cookies, if you're just joining us and haven't heard us talking about this in the last week or so, our invitation to have a cookie today. I have several cookies a day, and these are now. Why are you laughing? I have several cookies a day.
Several cookies a day.
I have several cookies a day. Cranberry walnut, coconut oatmeal, chocolate chip, the usual standbys, white chocolate chip with sherry, oatmeal. Oh, let's see, I brought another one up here. Oh, crispy pecan shortbread. They're all there. But the breads, you're going to be tasting these breads. And there are gift cards, too, available for cookie lovers on your list. So go to Yvonne's Bakehouse, E-B-A-N-S, YvonnesBakehouse.com. I was looking at a fellow that runs it, has become a friend. Eric Braddock is his name, and he was sending me some of the stuff on the orders that people said. By the way, when you use the DJV code, you get a big discount. So that's the reason to go to Yvonne's Bakehouse, order these cookies, and get a big discount off of the normal retail price using the code DJV at YvonnesBakehouse.com. Yum! 21 after the hour.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
My favorite singers from that era of pop music when I was a disc jockey back in the 70s, the legendary Dionne Warwick, had some deep thoughts for a younger generation of entertainers, much to the delight of her fans, who had her trending apparently over the weekend, Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
Dionne tweeted, quote, "Hi, Chance the Rapper, if you're very obviously a rapper, why did you put it in your stage name? I can't stop thinking about this." A stunned Chance the Rapper quickly replied, "Sorry, I'm still freaking out that you know who I am. This is amazing," because pretty much everybody knows who Dionne Warwick is. A Chance added, quote, "I will be whatever you want to call me, Ms. Warwick. God bless you," along with two heart emojis. But Dionne wasn't ready to stop there. "I'm now Dionne the Singer," she quipped. Before replying to Chance saying, "Of course I know you. You're the rapper. Let's rap together. I'll message you." So does this mean that maybe we'll get Dionne to do a rap song with this guy?
I don't know, that but...
That sounds kind of... That would be interesting, wouldn't it, huh?
Yeah. She was on recently. She was on... she did something with Patti LaBelle and...
if she's
Gladys
not 80,
Knight.
She's pushing 80. Easy.
Yes, and you know what? And she sang with both Patti and Gladys, and she sounded amazing. Do you think she was hitting on him?
What, Chance the Rapper?
I think she was hitting the bottle.
That's what I think. I think she was drunk and hitting on him.
Yeah, I think she
allegedly.
She also tweeted that Holy by Justin the Biebs, Chance the Rapper together, is one of my favorite songs right now. She continued, "The Weeknd is next." Why? It's not even spelled correctly. At The Weeknd. If you have "D" in your name, I'm coming for you. I need answers today. Yeah, she might have been hitting the bottle. She had a bit of a drug problem during the era of her popularity as well. She said, okay, at the end of her tweet, "I'm going to watch Lucifer now. Bye."
So, pretty sure there was some
Chardonnay there,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. All right. She live in L.A., Jen, do you know?
I don't know where she lives, to be honest. Yeah.
All right, so that's cool to hear her and some of her music. All right, speaking of The Weeknd, up next year, 25 and change at the hour on the DJV Monday program with Jen Jen, Victoria, and Doug, is a release here, a remix actually of Blinding Lights for the song's one-year anniversary, featuring a Latin singer known as Rosalia. Do we know who she is?
Rosalia?
Yeah.
Rosalia?
No, did I say what I said? Rosalia?
I don't know. I think it's Rosalia.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, I've seen her name, you know, popping up here and there more and more in the Latin music world.
That's
no, this is The Weeknd. Her voice was at the beginning of it.
She's having The Weeknd sounds like a girl here.
Another bell one song, for Dionne Warwick.
Right.
Yeah. No, this is a good song, though. So Rosalia sings the first verse of the remix in Spanish. Weeknd harmonizing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The lyric video, which is now going along with this, takes a behind-the-scenes look at The Weeknd and Rosalia's press photo shoot for this remix. Blinding Lights and its album After Hours, released in March, were predicted to be frontrunners at the Grammy Awards, but last week got no nominations.
That's
isn't this
so
one
crazy.
Of the ones? Yeah.
He had some of the biggest hits of the year. It's wild. Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know. It feels very political.
Yeah.
Which I guess is what Halsey was saying when she kind of went after them. She said, there's lots of favors and, you know, private performances.
Is there an issue with black singers with the Grammy Awards?
I don't know.
The Oscars got criticized for lack of having black actors. And,
right.
And
I don't think the Grammys has that problem.
No. Again, some kind of a problem, it would seem.
Yeah, still seems political.
Yeah. So anyway, he's publicly slammed the snub, saying the Grammys remain corrupt. You owe me, my fans in the industry, transparency. According to a source close to The Weeknd, the shutout may have been due to conflicts arising from him being scheduled to perform at Super Bowl, as well as the Grammys. Why, are they the same night, same day?
Same
What's
week.
The difference? Yeah. So what?
Because the Super Bowl has a moratorium on you can't be anywhere else except
the Super
Bowl.
Because you're going to be sick, right.
Yeah. Well, because they don't allow
any artists.
Because
they're going to want people quarantaining, I would imagine.
Well,
too.
No, but
they probably don't want to take away
the freshness of having a halftime
right.
show.
That's the main concern. This year, COVID's added in, but yeah.
But they have you cannot do, there's a long list of things that you can't do when you're the halftime performer.
As Desi said to Lucy, you got some splaining to do, didn't he say that?
He never did, actually, but lot of people, that became like his catchphrase, yeah.
All right. Okay, 29 after the hour here on the DJV program. Those are the two music stories for this hour of our program. Here's something really exciting. Ebons, Ebans. You're going to hear me talking a lot, Victoria talking a lot, Jennifer talking a lot about Ebons Bakehouse. Because of the cookies and the bread, exceptional baked goods and treats from Ebon's Bakehouse flying off the shelves around the country. Now you can get yours directly by going to Ebon's Bakehouse, ebonsbakehouse.com, where their specialty is making cookies. Victoria says, well, you're not going to talk about the bread, you're going to talk about the cookies because that's what you like. Well, she's kind of right about that. But they use only the best products, no matter what they're baking. Grass-fed butter from the Amish country, range-free chickens, gluten-free, no worries, taste fabulous. Get them for Christmas for all of your friends and family. EbonsBakehouse.com. When you're checking out, make sure you use the discount code DJV.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Shutting down 85% of California, Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom imposed extreme curfew restrictions through December because of the China virus. The limited stay-at-home order applies to 41 counties. Non-essential work, movement, and gatherings must stop between 10 p.m. and 5 a.m. Pacific. As expected, pushback from Californians is gaining strength.
Mayor Garcetti and Gavin Newsom is responsible for every single person that doesn't have unemployment, that does not have a job, and all the businesses that are going under. And we need your help. We need somebody to do something about this.
Governor Newsom has lost much credibility after imposing China virus mandates and openly breaking the rules himself without repercussions. The sheriff of Riverside County near Los Angeles publicly called out Newsom as a hypocrite and ordered his department to not enforce Newsom's mandate. USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
A little under 1 month from now, Georgia will have a runoff election to decide their representatives to the U.S. Senate. This will also decide which party controls the Senate. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki takes a look at Sunday's debates.
The eyes of the political world were on Georgia Sunday night as Senator Kelly Loeffler and her challenger, Raphael Warnock, squared off in a debate ahead of their runoff election. The Republican incumbent framed the entire election as a battle between the American dream and socialism.
You can see what's at stake. There are two visions for our country. Mine, the American dream, my opponent, socialism. This is what's on the ballot January 5th, the American dream. I was born and raised on a farm. I grew up working in the fields. I built my career. I became a job creator right here in Georgia, and I have been blessed to live the American dream.
While her Democratic challenger called on Georgians to be ready to get out the vote.
It's our job, Georgia, to put our shoes on and get ready, because there are those who are engaged in the politics of division. They have no vision, and so they engage in division. Tomorrow is the last day to register. Tell everybody you know to make a vote plan, because health care is on the ballot, workers are on the ballot, voting rights is on the ballot, criminal justice reform is on the ballot.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The president tweeted Sunday that the head of his legal team, Rudy Giuliani, has tested positive for the China virus. Giuliani has been admitted to Georgetown University Medical Center in Washington, D.C. Rudy's son, Andrew Giuliani, tweeted Sunday night that his father was getting great care and was feeling well. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Congratulations to our winner of the Works Contest, Kay Broadway, who lives in Jackson, Tennessee. What a great name. Don't you love that name, ladies?
You should be in radio, Kay.
Broadway, yes, you should be. In Jackson, Tennessee, she won the Maker X Precision Power Tools that we gave away last week from the Works, W-O-R-X, the maker of the Maker X. These are great tools. They're so lightweight. They're so portable. You can use them anywhere. There are five different tools powered by a 20-volt power hub. And that was my question I asked about what was the power source. So this Friday, I'll do the same thing again, not with the same question. We'll come up with a different question, which you can read about by going online. We have this posted on our Facebook page, right, Victoria? Facebook.com/DJV Show has all of the information about the Works Maker X and what it does, how it does it, what the tools are. So if you want to win one of these things on Friday, we'll give another set away worth $300-$400, I think. That's the deal. But congratulatory note to Kay Broadway, who won with us on Friday. I was just talking to you off the air about this thing that gave me the chills on Friday or Friday night, Saturday, I don't remember. It was snowing, and so I was in my office on the computer, and I was looking for some stuff, and I happened to come across this picture of a woman who was sitting. You may Google it. I've forgotten where it was. It just made me, I was, scared isn't the way that I put it, because I don't usually get scared, but I felt my body when I'm, I love flying, but I don't like heights. And so looking at this woman sitting on the edge of a precipice overlooking a highway that's almost a mile below her, and she's just sitting there. It confounded me. And then I see this picture, this sort of Instagram stunt from Kelly Gale, who apparently is a physical therapist, or she's some kind of a physical person. She does a lot of, she's a teacher, and a, one of these personal trainers. She's also a Victoria's Secret model. She did a backbend on the side of a cliff. And if you look at that picture, it will give you the willies. Why do people do this stuff? Well, the first person doing it for money.
Well, you hear how many people who try to, like, take selfies and then they, like,
fall off the cliff.
Right.
Oh,
right.
So many people die that way. It's crazy.
Yeah. The picture just shows her wearing her red sports bra and leggings, doing a backbend near the brink of the cliff. And apparently a million or so people were following her and saw it. It has 24,000 likes. So that encourages people to do stuff like this, even if there's no money. Somebody else wrote, this is totally reckless, foolish, irresponsible, and a poor example for others. See, that's where I come in. A poor example for others. And she looks emaciated anyway. Not physical. She's some kind of a trainer, but she looks like she needs a hamburger, for sure. So anyway, so you see that kind of stuff. Maybe. Should I not have even pointed it out? Because it's the kind of stuff that makes people crazy. Maybe I shouldn't have pointed it out. One thing I do want to point out, I went to three places. You'll appreciate this. We had a bad snowstorm over the weekend here. Windy, cold, sloppy, wet snow. And I have four or five sets of work gloves, and they were all older, and they were all leaking, and so my hands were cold and wet. So I said it about after dark when I couldn't work anymore, I decided I was going to go buy a couple of new pair of work gloves. So here's the same old story. My attempt to find work gloves that were not made in China took me to three places before I could find one that was made in Romania or someplace. And I thought to myself, as I went through this exercise of not being able to find work gloves, and I wonder how many of you that work, or I don't know whether this is the same in the casual or the dress gloves. Have you bought any gloves lately? Jennifer hasn't.
I don't need them, no.
I did.
Unless I'm trying to hide my fingerprints. I live in California.
So did you look at them to see where they were made, Victoria, when you bought them?
I think I did. They're special. They're running gloves. I forget what brand they are. Yeah, I think they are. I don't remember where they're made. I can go check during a break. Yeah.
Well, that's something so not necessary for me, running and gloves. I didn't even know that was a thing.
Well, I don't run, but that's what they are. They're for, like, I use them for, you know, I do long walks on Saturdays with my girlfriend, so when it gets cold on the boardwalk, you need something, but you don't want really thick gloves because then your hands overheat, so the running gloves are actually perfect for that.
I would
love they're kind of a thinner material, but they're...
I run when people chase me.
Right. I'd love to be a fly on the wall for those conversations, you and your girlfriend's taking a walk. I don't know why, just be kind of an interesting conversation. So anyway, it took me, I went to Home Depot, I went to Target, and then I went to the local hardware store. The local hardware store is where I found the gloves made in Romania. But going to Home Depot, you couldn't find a glove in the joint that was not made in China. Went to Target, same thing. And so I thought to myself, after that experience, think about, we would have zero unemployment in this country if we consumed things that were made in America, we demanded it, or we hadn't gone. I mean, it's past tense, so we've already done it. But imagine how wonderfully well employed. We'd have no unemployment. We wouldn't be giving people money for doing nothing if we had. Does anybody think things through like this? I mean, with all of the money that's being spent, and still for things being made in China, the workers over there, why should we give a damn whether their unemployment is zero? We should care about our country and the people here that we're paying for. We wouldn't, it seems so nonsensical. Am I the only logical guy around? Doesn't it make nothing but sense to encourage our people that run the country, bring all of the stuff back so we can have zero unemployment?
I think everyone wants that. And, we sound like a
What are we doing about it?
Well, I don't know. But what I can tell you, though, is that the supply chains, this is not a flip the switch and everything moves. This is decades and decades in the making.
40 years. Yeah,
so this is not something that just gets unraveled right away. So
I decided we were going to build China up instead of, we were going to give them all of this stuff, too, which is ridiculous.
Yep. All right.
The fact that they're still considered a developing nation is what's laughable.
Oh, yeah. Right. It is laughable. Here's the sad news for those of you who remember Laverne and Shirley, the actor who played Squiggy, David Lander.
Yeah, sad.
Yep. He had complications of MS, which apparently he's been battling for a long time. He's 73. So I'm trying to picture him.
Glenn and Squiggy? Laverne. Oh, he's so famous. He was the brown-haired one. He'd go, hello, and he'd walk in the room every time. No? Yeah.
The pinnacle was Squeak, but he had a pretty good career, apparently. He'd been in 1941, Used Cars, Robert Zemeckis movie. He was an animated voiceover artist, was Oswald in the TV series. Let's see, what else? A lot of voices. Well, anyway, so you know who he is, and that's why I noted his passing. A lot of buzz this weekend about Warner Brothers releasing all of their movies. We started talking about this on Friday with Chuck Curry, our movie guy. And it's really...
it's crazy. It's not just Wonder Woman. It's the whole slate of 2021.
Oh, my God. It's crazy. It really is. I have... I spend some time on the weekends. Those of you who send notes to us on Facebook, I look at the notes, and there was somebody who had something wonderful to say about Chuck Curry, who's our movie guy. He's been with me for like 29 of the 31 or 32. How many years have I been doing this morning thing? 1988. So what is it? We're going into our 33rd year of doing a syndicated program in the morning. And he's been with me for at least 29 of those years. And he's just he's a wonderful human being, number one. Number two, this is his passion. He runs a theater in the town that he lives in, knows more about DVDs and movies and stuff than anybody else I know. And this person who complimented him on the Facebook page, facebook.com/DJBeefShow, just said that he always nails it. So anyway, we were talking about this with him on Friday. I think it's disgusting, frankly. It's a horrible precedent to set.
Well, the president of Warner Media said that they looked at what the options were, and obviously they said, I forget his name, but he said, look, clearly no one wants these movies in theaters more than we do, but this is just the reality. This is what the consumer wants. This is driving our sales to HBO Max, and this is what we have to do to stay in business. And
I don't even think it's the consumers that want it. I think it's the freaking governments and places that are shutting everything down. I mean, we haven't had movie theaters open in California since March. They've been closed.
Right. But the level.
Can you imagine what this does, though, to the movie business, to California again? How those people that are running that state are so damn stupid. They don't even think about what their actions are doing to the business that basically in Southern California even keeps it going. I mean, Northern California is all computers and stuff, but Southern California is movies and the entertainment industry, and it's laughable. These people are so clueless.
What Warner Media is saying, though, is that as soon as they announced that Wonder Woman would be available to HBO Max subscribers on Christmas Day, that their numbers shot up. So clearly this is what people want to do. And so if they can make more money by having
people
sign up.
Yeah, okay, some people do want to do
that. They have no choice.
But
I mean,
other people want to go to the movies. And, the fact that this is like everything else. I don't want to get off on a tangent here about how selfish some people are who are not wearing masks and who aren't distancing, and they can say, well, now we're going to have a vaccine, so we don't have to worry about this anymore. To a point, they're right, but it's still going to be months, probably 3-4 months before most everybody can line up and get the vaccine. So what do you do between now and then?
It could be 6 months for people like me. I use that that COVID, the vaccine calculator.
Right.
And it looks like people in basically, well, you would be the exception, but for Jen and me, it could be 6 months before we get a vaccine. We just we're not in that priority list, and we're healthy.
Did you look so what did it say for older folks in agriculture? Did you see anything that was, I said it would be January that I'd get mine.
I'm trying to think now. It asked, it didn't ask about agriculture. It asked if you're like a frontline worker, if you work in a nursing home, if you're a teacher, if you work in any type of like, you know, paramedic, things like that. Those are, if you're not in that category, then it pushes you down the line.
Yeah. All right. Well, those are the first ones that are going to get it anyway. Yeah. All the more reason to clean your nose out for a healthy life. We've started talking about Navage, and people are telling me that this looks like the way. Why didn't we find out about this before? One person said,
I've been struggling
with this
messy,
before.
Yeah, I've been struggling with a messy neti pot for years. I would have loved if I had known about Navage sooner. This thing is my jam. Like it's my friend. It lives
it's
on my
jam.
Kitchen countertop now.
My jam's made out of blueberries, but yours is different. This is her jam. Navage is the way to care for your nasal passage. It's all natural. There are no drugs involved. Again, that's in my wheelhouse. That's when people come to me and say, well, you talk about this product. And I say, yeah, tell me a little about it. I sent the information to Victoria and Jennifer, and we all agree this is the way to get relief from in your nose, from the sinus congestion that we have, the allergies that all three of us have, and the airborne agents. You know, Navage makes a great argument for cleaning out your nose, because that's your nose and your eyes are where the virus gets in. So this is just nothing but success all over it for you. You want to get rid of the things that are in your nose. It's what does it take? A few seconds, right, Victoria?
Oh, it's less than 10 seconds. It's amazing.
10 seconds.
It does all the work for you.
You know how your father used to tell you to keep your nose clean? Well, this is the way to do it. Take your father's advice. Go to Navage.com, N-A-V-A-G-E, Navage.com. Their website explains a whole lot of stuff. But you're more than 2 to 3 times likely to clean your nose better with this product than anything else that's on the market. So it's called Navage, Breathing Easy, N-A-V-A-G-E, Navage.com.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Here's today's tough automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Ford is advancing technology with state-of-the-art innovations and promoting its mainstream adoption of making Ford state-of-the-art driver assistance hands-free technology standard on certain models or as a relatively affordable option on others. The advanced new driver assist feature will arrive first on the 2021 Ford F-150 and Mustang Mach-E models. The technology will be available the third quarter of 2021 via over-the-air updates. And for more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
All right, so one of the new movies for the season, Happiest Season, sort of a romantic comedy. Kristen Stewart's in it. Victor Garber's in it. Mary Steenburgen, Dan Levy, broke all the streaming records on Hulu.
It's a cute movie.
Film, is it? Do you saw it?
Oh,
huh?
It's so great. Everyone I know watched it. It's so funny. It is such a cute, original take on a holiday movie. It's just, it's really cute. It's fun, and there's some laughs in it. Victor Garber's great always.
He's
What's
always
it called
great.
Again?
It's
Happiest
called
Season.
Happiest Season.
Happiest Season.
Yeah. Yeah. Victor Garber is one of those great character actors and lots of stuff.
Oh, yeah, he's great.
10 before the hour.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called called E2 Technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your real water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Past the hour. Monday's Tech Talk time is upon us for this December the 7th. There is a lot of stuff as usual. Victoria's done a lot of research over the weekend. She spent the time either working, talking with her girlfriends, or working on Tech Talk. Good for you, Victoria. Congratulations.
Thank you. My life is so full.
Yes, it is. All right. Nothing wrong. Full of radio and Facebook. All right. So what's Facebook up to now?
Well, Facebook's got another demerit, problem, if you want to call it that, on their permanent record. So Facebook hired a company called Avaaz. And what Avaaz does, they are a data analytics company. They're an independent kind of researcher, third-party fact-check. That's kind of what they do. So anyway, so Facebook hired them to look into their new algorithm that is supposed to weed out misinformation, especially when it comes to the virus and elections. The report card they got back was pretty abysmal. So Facebook, apparently, according to Avaaz, they found that Facebook failed to apply fact-check labels to 60% of the most viral posts containing false information about Georgia's election and the way that the elections are run in Georgia and all the current, you know, things that we're dealing with, the runoff and all that. So 30% of the posts that Avaaz looked at, Facebook did nothing at all to inform users that the posts had already been fact-checked and had been disproved. So Facebook had all of these posts that they knew had already been proven to be false, and so they didn't even label those, and then they let a lot of other stuff just sort of slide through. And naturally, with shares and comments and likes, it means millions of people saw that. And there were 204 posts specifically that Avaaz looked at with regard to the Georgia election. And millions of people saw all of this misinformation. The researchers rounded up the top 12 false claims related to the Georgia election that Facebook's independent fact checkers had already debunked in the 2 weeks following the November 3rd election. Those fact checks included false stories about dead people voting, mail-in voting, ballot curing, and voter intimidation. The original misinformation came from high-profile sources, as you would imagine. President Trump, he was posting stuff. Trump Trump's campaign, Tucker Carlson, and interestingly, actor George Takei, who is on the left, but apparently was posting a lot of stuff that wasn't true either. So those were the main players in all of this that Avaz identified as the biggest sources of misinformation. And so in those cases, Facebook labeled the posts with the fact check badge. And it did limit their reach because of the algorithm. But unfortunately, over the next 3 days, Avaz identified 204 top-performing copycat posts that basically had all of the same misinformation. So it ended up just being, as I've been saying for I don't know how many years now, stop getting your political news from Facebook because it's not real news. If you want to know the epitome of fake news, read stuff on Facebook. That's essentially where we're at. And the thing is, though, Facebook could actually be making a difference here because the 82 posts that Avaz identified that Facebook did label as misinformation, their reach decreased by 80%. So Facebook has the power here to do the right thing. They're either just completely incompetent or they're just choosing to not enforce their own policies. And that's kind of where the report left off. We don't know the answer to that. But either way, stop sharing stuff unless you know that it's actual verified information. The next big task is going to be about the vaccines. So if you see stuff on Facebook about vaccines, just don't click on it. Don't share it. You're part of the problem if you're sharing this stuff.
Yeah. All right. Just to be ready for space exploration to be a regular in the news headlines for the foreseeable future, and here's why.
The Geek Out. I think it's fair to say that for the foreseeable future, the topic of space exploration and travel is going to be in the headlines a lot. Just last week, China put a lander on the moon, which is now also returning back to Earth with samples from the surface, placing a marker on that nation's intent to explore. Jeff Bezos announced his Blue Origin Space Company, which is his competing version of Elon Musk's SpaceX, would be taking the first woman to the moon by 2024. And speaking of SpaceX, they're testing a prototype of the Starship they intend to take humans to both the moon and Mars. Along with Virgin Galactic trips starting up soon, just be prepared to hear a lot about space.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
All right, here we go with Wonder Woman and the announcement from HBO Max, Victoria.
Yeah, so we talked a little bit about this in earlier in the show, but so the big news is Wonder Woman 1984 will launch on Christmas Day on HBO Max. Here's something, though, that people don't realize. There are no more free trials for HBO Max. So don't plan on, signing up on Christmas Day and thinking you're going to watch Wonder Woman, because it won't happen. So make sure that you have a legitimate membership for $14.99 a month, and then you'll be able to see Wonder Woman.
All right, there it is. The word.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.